News release. Ontario Provincial Police. The Nottawasaga Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, continues its opioid public awareness campaign concentrating on understanding opioid use by youth. Fueled by drugs like heroin, fentanyl and the use of prescription opioids, the opioid crisis in our region has impacted countless families. In the present complex landscape of youth and substance use, abuse, we all have much to learn. According to the Chief Public Health Officer's report on the state of public health in Canada in 2018, the earlier in life that one starts using substances and the more heavy or frequent their use, the higher the risk for problematic substance use and harm later in life. Of particular concern is the rising use of prescription and illegal fentanyl by youth in Canada. Fentanyl is an opioid that can be between 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, and its improper use can be fatal. In fact, 2 milligrams of pure fentanyl, which is the size of a few grains of salt, is enough to kill an average-sized adult. What can parents and caregivers do? Have an open conversation with youth, to let them know that you care about them, and explain the risks of prescription opioids and the dangers of experimenting with or problematically using illegal street drugs like cocaine, ecstasy, meth, and illegal opioids. What are the signs of opioid use by young people? Some of the signs and symptoms may appear to be typical teenager or young adult behavior or mental health issues. There are physical and behavioral signs to look for in addition to recognizing actual drug use. Common physical signs to look for: fatigue and drowsiness, changes in sleep patterns, pinpoint pupils, dark circles under the eyes, rapid weight loss, deterioration of hygiene or personal appearance, health complaints such as being constipated or experiencing nausea. Have you noticed missing prescription medications, empty pill bottles, prescriptions filled at the pharmacy that you weren't aware of, small unmarked plastic bags or folds marked with names like Crazy Horse or Superman or odd names, paraphernalia used to prepare opioids for consumption including syringes or hypodermic needles, shoelaces, pieces of rubber hose or string, bottle caps and kitchen spoons, cotton balls, cigarette filters, aluminum foil, lighters, candles or straws. Other things to watch for: isolating from family and friends and/or change in friends, skipping school or work, drop in grades or performance, lack of interest in hobbies and recreational activities, mood changes such as agitation, anxiety, fidgeting, crying, depression, lying in bed more often or sleeping more than usual, asking for more money for questionable reasons or missing money or valuables, wearing long-sleeved shirts in warm weather, associated with IV use. When officers are investigating incidents that occur in the school setting, it is recognized that the issue is often much more complex and to resolve requires a collaborative approach. Our officers enlist the help of school professionals and local agencies to identify and work through the problem collectively, by providing supports and resources. It is imperative that officers uphold the law but also work towards the root cause of the problem, to limit further interaction with police and prevent criminality. The following are local resources available to youth and their families within our area: Youth Haven, 2020 Seconds Wellington Street East, Barrie, 705-739-7616, https://youthhaven.ca/who-we-are/#guidingprinciple. Youth Haven provides youth experiencing homelessness and at-risk youth between the ages of 16 to 24 with the love, support, guidance, programs and life skills needed to foster their sense of well-being and security. As Simcoe County's only emergency shelter for youth experiencing homelessness, Youth Haven also provides outreach services and programs to at-risk youth in Barrie, Orillia, Midland, Southern Georgian Bay and South Simcoe. Staff consists of qualified and dedicated individuals who are committed to equipping the homeless youth in Simcoe County with the life skills required to live independently, empowering them to become healthy, productive men and women. Outreach services for youth aged 16 to 24 are available, including harm reduction, ongoing substance use support and emergency shelter, transitional house on Toronto Street in Barrie. Naloxone kits are also available free of charge. PeerConnex is a peer-driven hub serving those who seek the benefits of connection to local services and others in their community. They offer virtual space for peer support groups, promote awareness of resources through social media, and share lessons of lived experience through public speaking, podcasting, and joining local efforts. PeerConnex believes connection is the key in overcoming life's most difficult challenges and have made it their mission to share that experience with as many others as possible. Check out PeerConnex on Instagram at PeerConnex, www.peerconnex.ca, The Gilbert Center, 555-80 Bradford Street, Barrie, 705-722-6778. The Gilbert Center is a community-based, not-for-profit, charitable organization that has been providing programs and services in Simcoe Muskoka for over 25 years. We are proud to celebrate the lives of people living with and affected by HIV and the individuals and families from the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, LGBTQ, communities. Portage, Ontario, 6681 Irvine Street, Allora, 519-846-0945, is a nonprofit organization established in 1985, operates a residential drug addiction rehabilitation center for youth. In the therapeutic community environment, residents work through the underlying issues that caused their substance abuse and develop a set of social competencies that will help them deal with the challenges of everyday life without resorting to drug abuse. They develop the self-esteem and confidence to go on to lead healthy, productive, drug-free lives. Serves Ontario youth referred by parents, schools, family physicians, hospitals, other addiction treatment and youth-serving agencies, as well as Youth Justice and the Children's Aid Society. Pine River Institute, 80 Dundas Street West, Suite 1410, Toronto, 519-925-9225. Pine River Institute offers adolescents and their families room for hope. The first and only program of its kind in Canada, Pine River uses a four-stage approach to treatment: wilderness, residence, transition, and aftercare support. Combining therapy with a fully accredited education program, Pine River reinforces the healthy life skills required for a successful future. Kids Help Phone. Call 1-800-668-6868 or text 686,868. Canada's only 24/7. National Support Service offering professional counseling, information and referrals and volunteer-led, text-based support to young people in both English and French. Whether by phone, text, mobile app or through their website, you can connect whenever and however is preferred. It's completely confidential, providing your name is optional. Please click here for more valuable information as it relates to opioid use and youth. Fostering positive relationships with the youth in our community is paramount to us, and is the primary goal of our dedicated school officers, PC Joseph Chamberlain and PC Doug Robbins. Together, they are available as a resource for students, teachers, parents and other police officers for education and problem-solving on youth issues. School may be out for the summer, but our officers are available by contacting the Nottawasaga Detachment at 705-434-1939. Provincial Constable Katie Vickery, Community Mobilization and Engagement Unit, Nottawasaga Detachment, Ontario Provincial Police. Please check out a lived experience video of Ryan McPhail from Barrie on our OPP Central Region social media accounts. Ryan McPhail is a social service worker and addiction counselor in Simcoe County and the founder of PeerConnex. As a worker in the mental health field, he has been recognized as having a unique skill to connect with individuals and other organizations through his open and honest storytelling of lived experiences and the impact they have had on him personally, as well as family and friends. For information on the Simcoe Muskoka Opioid Strategy, visit www.smdhu.org/opioids or www.opt.ca/opioids. If you suspect an overdose, stay, call 911 and save a life.